Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Pop quiz. What do okra, chocolate, hibiscus, and cotton all have in common with one another? Give up? They are all in the same botanical family, the Malvaceae family. Okra, scientifically known as Abelmoschus esculentus, is by far one of the easiest and most heat-tolerant vegetable crops that we can grow here in the South. It is a staple of the southern home vegetable garden. As other vegetables begin to peter out due to the heat of summer, this is the time in which okra will stand tall and mighty in the vegetable garden. Okra is indigenous to the tropical West African region and has been grown in regions from West Africa to India for centuries. During the late 1800s, the slave trade played a major role in the cultivation and growing of okra, specifically in Louisiana, and also more broadly in Central and North America. In today's gardening world, this easy-to-grow, highly producing vegetable is grown in all of our tropical and subtropical temperate regions. We typically think of okra as a necessary staple for our gumbo, but it's also used in Arabic, Western African, Caribbean, and Eastern Mediterranean cooking. Okra can be planted any time from April through August, but there's no time like the present. Now is a perfect time to get okra started in your home vegetable garden. It's not too late to start okra from seed. If you prefer to get a head start by planting transplants, they should be readily available at any of your local independent garden centers. A few open-pollinated varieties to look for are Clemson Spineless and Cowhorn, which are ribbed varieties. The variety Emerald, which has a smooth and more round pod shape, is also an excellent example. Other varieties to look for are Annie Oakley and Cajun Delight. These are ribbed hybrid varieties. Before planting, be sure to put out a half a cup of Triple 13 fertilizer per 10-foot row, or 30 square feet. After the plant begins to grow, we will make two side dressing applications. We do this first whenever the flowers are set, and then again 3 to 4 weeks later by using a half a cup of calcium nitrate for that same 10-foot of row, or 30 square feet. Okra's beautiful, creamy yellow flowers are known as perfect flowers. This means that one flower has all the male and female parts to be pollinated and to produce a fruit. Okra's hibiscus-looking flowers are pollinated by insects including bees, wasps, and flies. Once the flower is pollinated, this will develop into the harvestable, edible portions. If you are growing okra in the backyard, be sure to harvest every 1 to 2 days to maintain consistent pod sizes. The best size okra to harvest is anywhere from 2 to 4 inches long with a short stem. The younger the fruit, the more tender and tastier the vegetable will be, as well as making it very easy to harvest by hand. Harvesting anything over 4 inches will typically result in a very hard and woody vegetable. If the pod grew too large to harvest, no worries, just let the pod continue to grow. Allow these pods to mature so that you can collect the seed for the following season. Weeks later, the pod will have grown to a length of 12 inches or more while beginning to turn brown and dry. At this point, when the pods begin to dry down, they will begin to split open. This makes it very easy to begin to harvest seeds. Seeds can be stored in a glass container and kept for many months, even a few years. Seeds can then be planted next year into the garden to have a new crop of okra. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.